Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Duncan for CCR to Senate Bill 812.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 812 by Stanislavski of the Senate and Duncan of the House, an act relating to the Consumer Protection Act.
Representative Duncan, you're recognized to explain your CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is the Lemon Law. You've voted on it twice this year, passed 97 to 2, then it passed 98 to 0. The only changes from the last time you voted on it, 98 to 0, is we tweaked it a little bit. The manufacturers are neutral. The dealers are neutral. The manufacturer would have the choice between offering that consumer a new vehicle of the same make and model with comparable features. And if they can't agree, then the consumer would be entitled to a refund. And we took out the language that would have required the dealers to affix a decal, if you will, on a car that had already been branded as a lemon. And also that the consumer rights will be published on the Attorney General's website. The AG's office consumer protection entity has always been in favor of and still endorses this move adoption.
Questions on the CCR. There is a question. Representative Morgan, you're recognized for a question, sir.
Representative Duncan, I'm sorry I didn't ask this earlier when it came through. What happens if you've used a trade-in that you've traded in with that vehicle? Do they have to compensate you for the dollars of that or just to purchase? I mean, there was some question about what happens if you had a vehicle. You obviously can't get that back.
If once the vehicle meets the criteria of a defective vehicle, which in the language in the CCS, is 30 shop days, 30 business days in the first year. And again, it's important to remember we're only talking about new vehicles, not used, and only manifested defective vehicles in the first year. The first 15,000 miles are free at no cost to the consumer, and that is language that was offered by the Manufacturers Association, and we accepted that. Now, if somehow you've managed to put more than 15,000 miles on it in the first year before it becomes and is agreed to be a defective vehicle, then it's at a percentage, and it would be based on a fraction with 120,000 miles as the denominator. Let's say you put 27,000 miles on that vehicle in the first year, then it's agreed that it's a defective vehicle. The first 15,000 miles are free. The next 12,000 miles as a fraction of $120,000 would be 10%. So 10% would be the reasonable usage fee the consumer bears, and that consumer would be entitled to a refund of 90% in that scenario.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Maybe I can reword this somehow. If I go in and the purchase price of the vehicle is not necessarily the value that I exchanged with that automobile dealer. I gave them $10,000 cash and $5,000 worth of a trade-in vehicle, but it says the purchase price of the vehicle. I obviously can't get my used car back when I take that back to them. So the question became from one of my constituents, what happens with that hole that we've got?
So it's the purchase price. If you've used a trade-in value, is still based on the purchase price. If the manufacturer and the consumer can't agree on a new model, comparable vehicle, and they can't agree and they go the route of the refund, it's based on the purchase price.
Seeing no further questions, Representative Duncan moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption say aye. All opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 812 by Stanislavski of the Senate and Duncan of the House, an act relating to the Consumer Protection Act.
Representative Duncan moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the clerk will activate the machine, start to announce roll call and hold. Roll call is in progress. Question for the House is, shall the bill pass? Representative Moore votes aye. Representative McPeak votes aye. About 30 seconds, members. Members wishing to vote or change your vote. Chair is preparing to close. Clerk, declare the vote.
91 aye, 0 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, to declare the bill to have passed. Representative Duncan, did you have an introduction? You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I want to direct your attention into the South Gallery. Angie, if you and Jenny would stand up. You know, members, this has been a five-year odyssey. My first session in 05, this bill passed, I think, 97 to 2. Lots of bills get pushed out here by professional organizations, by entities, by conglomerates, by associations, most of them paid with a high-powered backing. But this bill had made it here today as a result of Angie Gallant. Her daughter, Jenny, was 2 years old when this started, seven here, and I've characterized it, this is the greatest civics lesson that I have observed in the 5 years I've been here. One person can make a difference, and a military wife. And I want to thank Senator Stanislawski for taking this language, because I just put this on as an amendment, and he's an Air Force man. He took it. I want to thank Representative Liebman. The Marines had a hand in this, and I appreciate the Marines helping out in this bill. And for an Army family, I want Angie to say hello, and I hope the camera, are you guys working up there? Take a look at the greatest civics lesson that this House has witnessed in 5 years that I've been here. Welcome.